Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
How is your prayer life? If you are like most of us, it has seasons and sometimes lacks consistency. Prayer, faith and holiness are key to reaching your destiny. Join Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie as he encourages the body of Christ to get closer to God in prayer.
One of the nature of Christ is love. There are two things on earth that is so practiced in heaven. The language in heaven is faith and the character is love. Because God called the things which be not as though they were. So God operated by faith. When Jesus cursed the fig tree and the disciples said, Master, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. He said, have faith in God. It means that the literal translation says, have the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith believes in what he said. In the book of Genesis, Genesis is the handiwork of God. Revelation and Ephesians talk about the predestiny or predictions of what is about to happen. Them that he predestined, he called. So God is an architect. The architect doesn't build, but he puts the drawing on a paper for the builder to use the drawing to build. So God imagined how the world is going to be. And in Genesis, he started calling them. So you see two things there. And God said, and God saw. And God said, and God saw. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let the sea come, and the sea came. So in the faith operation, you must say it and believe that you will see it.
Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie is an end-time season firebrand prophet and an evangelist with a unique preaching ministry anchored on prayer. He teaches and prophesies the word of God with signs and wonders. And now, Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie.
I will let you sit down in a minute. First Chronicles chapter number 12, I think verse number 32. It was talking about the prophetic word about the tribes of Israel. And then it came to the tribe called the tribe of Issachar. And the Bible says, of the children of Issachar, which were men that has understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them. Now when you come back to the New Living Translation, which became one of my favorite translations, it said that from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders. Everybody say 200. Of the tribe, which with their relative, all these men understood the signs of the times. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the signs of the times and what they must lead you. Because you can be walking with the badge as a Christian, but you are sleeping. You can be walking with the badge as a Christian, but what you are doing shows that you are not living preparing for the coming of Christ. Which many people in the body of Christ are not living in the consciousness that Jesus can come at any time. Now, when you look at this scripture carefully, the scripture was not even talking about leaders. When you go a little bit to verse number 28 and you start reading, he was talking about, in fact, when you start from even verse number, one, it was talking about the numbers. So from verse 1, the following men joined David at Ziklag and was hiding from Saul of Kish. Keep going. Let me read from verse 28 so that I don't read to you. That's not my key scripture. And also including Zadok, is it 28? Brave young men warrior with 22 members of the family. Keep going. Let me see something. Hallelujah. From the tribe of Benjamin, Saul's relative, there were how many? 3,000. Are you following me? Everybody say 3,000. And of the tribe of Ephraim, there were how many? 22,000 brave warriors. And then when you come to verse 31, what did he say next? Of half the tribe of Manasseh were what? 18,000. So majority was, it's not the majority that was leading. We are talking about 20,000, 18,000. Then they came to the tribe of Issachar. Let's see their number. And of Issachar, there were only 200. But they were leading the 20,000. And the reason is because they have understanding of the times. I don't want to call it eschatology. It's not a big word. Eschatology is just the study of the end time. There's something we call theology. It's the study of God. Christology is the study of Christ. And then, so there are different logics in the Bible. But eschatology is the study of the end time. So when you see the Bible talk about eschatology, it's just the study of the end time. That means that, that is why I told you that one of the things that make the Bible powerful is the only book that can prophesy. No other religious book can give a prophetic word. When you read the book of Shintoism and Buddhism and other religions, they cannot give a prophetic word. But the Bible can prophesy, and the prophecy can be released 2,000 years ago and be fulfilling at this time. Now let's read a little bit. So I'm going to go through the Bible and show you what the Bible says about our time, which is the end time. We are in the very end of the end time. It's one thing to be at the end. It's another thing to be at the very end of the end time. So tell your neighbor, you are at the very end of the end time. Now, I'm not trying to prophesy, but it's possible. When Jesus is coming, in fact, it's not everybody that will taste death. For instance, if Jesus decides to come now, you won't taste death. Me and you won't taste death. Because those will be raptured. So the Bible has declared that some people will not see death. It's not the first time. There are people in the old who have died, they didn't see death. One of them is Enoch. Enoch never saw death. Elijah was carried. He never tasted death. Elijah was carried by the chariot of fire. Enoch, the Bible says, was translated because he has a testimony that he pleased God. And it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Now what it is. So the Bible gives us insight about things about the end time. One of them was that Paul said in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And from verse number 1. Apostle Paul came to the scene. And you give me the King James. When I needed to go to New Living Translation, I say, now the Spirit. Everybody say the Spirit. Now when you check the Bible, anytime the Bible talks about the Spirit, it's either the Spirit of God or human spirit or another spirit. But most time, if the Spirit is talking, it's the Spirit of God. The X will be capital. So here, it's possible Paul is talking about the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Godhead. And the Bible says now, the Spirit speaks expressly. So at that time, about 1,800 years ago, thereabout, Apostle Paul was writing the Bible. One of the writers of the New Testament actually explained the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John talks about the works of Christ. That is the gospel. But the one they wrote from Acts is called the epistles. So it's just those one that explained the church. So Paul was writing to his son Timothy, who was one of the first bishops in the church in Ephesus. And he said that, according to what he's speaking in the spirit, as apostle, as a prophet who carry an apostolic ministry, said that the spirit is speaking expressly, without any shadow of doubt, that in the latter times. So more or less, he wrote that thing for us. This is about 1,800 or there, about 900, 2,000 years ago. And Paul was saying the spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time, some people will depart from the faith. They were in the faith, but something happened, they stepped out of the faith for some reason. Giving heed, and when they step out of the faith, they went to another faith and they started giving attention to seducing spirits. It can happen to everybody under the sound of my voice. Amen. And doctrines of devil, that means that there are a lot of teaching that is coming in our generation. There are doctrine. Another word for doctrine is teaching. And those teachings are the underlying factor or the motivation spirit of those messages is the devil. Are you alive? The Bible said that seducing spirit, that means the spirit will seduce people. And doctrines of devils. And the Bible keep going saying that, give attention, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. So he was talking about the end time. Come back and give me the New Living Translation. So this is talking about the end time, the signs of the end time. And now the Holy Spirit, have you seen that the commentary has added the Holy Spirit? The King James, which is a translation, they didn't bring that one. He said the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They were in a church, sound doctrine, they were getting the teaching, they were in the church that they tell them to fast. They were in a church that fasting was regular, but they step out of that place. They were in a church with sound doctrine that teach them to live a holy life, to pray, to love one another, to love their neighbor, and they are enjoying sound doctrine. But at a point, the Bible says one of the signs of the end times that the people that are in the church with sound doctrine will step out of those churches.
Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teaching that come from demons. So the pastor is teaching, but it's demon that are speaking. Is there sense of the end time? Amen. Are you alive or you've gone home? Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, watch this. And he went on to say that these people are hypocrites and liars, and their conscience are dead. That means that when you come to the place that the devil managed to start killing your conscience, the dead conscience is a conscience that don't care about the result of their actions. We will come to that in a second. Amen. So this is the first time. That means that you know what you are doing is sin, but you don't stop doing it. You come to church. Hypocrisy is anything with double standards. Hypocrisy is not, we don't know the real you. We judge, anything with two heads is a monster. So hypocrites are people with monsters. It was one of the insults Jesus fired on the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They presented a certain face, but their heart is far away from God. They even make people, they make it difficult for people to serve God. Sabbath day, don't press this, don't do that. But they will send their goat to go to the place to go and chew grass. But you, when you are sick, they don't want you to be here. So we are in a time that a lot of teachings are going on. Most of them, the underlying factor is not the Holy Spirit. It's doctrines of devils. And I'm going to show you that because some people want results, they don't even care what is behind it. I want results. If the man is a fetish priest and he can say, Jesus, pray for me. Is there? These people, the Bible said in verse number one, are hypocrites. Number two, they are liars. Now the Holy Spirit is speaking expressly that in this time, the Holy Spirit is telling us clearly that the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. Tell your neighbor, don't turn away from the true faith. Say it very loud. Tell another person, say, don't turn away from the true faith. Tell them. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Then, let's go to the master himself. Then Jesus also give us some predictions about the end time. Hallelujah. This is Paul talking. Now, Paul didn't end there. Paul came back, and when he was writing to the church of Corinth, he also told them that there are going to be signs of the end time. And Paul gave us more insight. Now, the reason I believe Paul insight about things, because you see, Paul wrote things that Peter Dems couldn't write. If I later, Peter said that the insight of Paul is difficult for man to really understand. The reason is that the man was just going to heaven like an Asian Oko. If I one day he wrote, he said, I saw a man, whether he was in the body or outside the body, I cannot tell. And he was talking about himself. And he said he was caught up into paradise and saw things that mouth cannot say. But the one that mouth can say, he wrote them. So Paul was just on the flight. Bam, you go to heaven. Bam, you come back. He was just moving like that because sometimes he said things like, I have received from the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. And he was not part of the Last Supper. Paul was not there when the 12 apostles was eating. So if Jesus gave it to him, then where is Jesus? Directly he moved. Now, when he started talking about this thing, he started in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's chapter 15 and verse number 50. Let's start from there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 50. Put it there, the King James verse. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither that corruption inherit incorruption. Listen to this. Follow very carefully. This is the reason why you need to be born again. This body here. Do you know the reason? One of the reasons you have to be born again. This body cannot go to heaven. This body. It is only made for earth. And so to go to heaven, you must receive Christ for the body to change. Now, if you don't have Christ, the body cannot change. If I don't have a visa, I have no business in America immigration. Or Switzerland immigration. For instance, when I was going to Switzerland, my visa was taken from another country. And the law is that to get a visa, for instance, let's say I took my visa from Spain and I'm going to Geneva. I cannot fly from Ghana to Geneva straight. When you take the visa, the first entry point is that the country you took the visa, you must enter there. So I had to go to that country and stay there for 2 days as if I came for vacation before from there I moved to Geneva. That is the systems of the world. And if the world cannot system, what about the God who is in perfection? Now listen to me. The reason we are telling you to be born again and the only thing you understand is that this body cannot go to heaven. Let's hear what Paul will say. Now this, I said, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither the corruptible, corruption inherit incorruption. Now, give me the amplified verse. Stay there. Just be a little bit patient. Now, but I tell you this, brethren, flesh and blood cannot become partakers of eternal salvation and inherit or share in the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable, that which is decaying, inherit or share in the imperishable, immortal. So this body is perishable. This body is decay. This body is mortal. But for the one that must go to heaven, must be immortal. And that one, if you don't have Christ, it cannot change. So it's not that God is pushing people to heaven. God said that I can take everybody to heaven, but there's a process to go. And the process is that the supernatural system can only change your body when you have Christ. We can only accept you in Geneva when you have a Schengen visa. Because Geneva is the only country who is not part of the European Union. But they still have got some agreement with them. So they are not part. But they managed to, that is why they are still using the CFA France. You can use both the euro and they are a very strange country. And demons like that because everything is nations. United Nations, World Health Organization, all the things. In fact, when COVID came here, it was being controlled from there. When the man who is head of WHO, he will say that everybody should wear face masks from Geneva. Very small country. Amen. Some of you are trying to make it look like God must accept your terms. It will not work. Hear this. So, immortal, imperfect. Come back to King James and let's go to verse 2. Now, let's see what Paul is saying about it. In verse 2, Paul said that, Psalm 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. Everyone say mystery. Now, a mystery is something that is coded. That means it's not revealed to anybody. When something is a mystery, it means that many people don't know about it. So Paul said, this one could have kept it for myself, but let me show you the mystery. Maybe one of the time when I went to heaven, this is what was revealed to me. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall... Understanding of the end time. We shall all... The all is not those who are not in... Those who are not in Christ are not part. We shall all, because he was writing to church and not to the world. So it's assuming I am somewhere in Geneva and I want to write something for Pastor Abel to read it to the church. Then I'm not writing to the community in Miocho. It's to the people. And Paul said that, who? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all asleep. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And how will the change happen? How will it happen? In the moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Let me do it as I did on everybody. Blink your eye. Blink it. Have you blinked it? Blink your eye. So by the time the eye say, ka, then a change has taken place. Watch this. Now, what is the change? In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump of the trumpet, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And Paul saying that all this event will happen. Blink your eye, everything has changed. So, for instance, if the rapture happened now, and you see in the church a lot of people you can't find, and you didn't, and you are sitting here, it means you didn't make it. Ask your neighbor, as you are sitting there, are you sure you will make it? Ask them, are you sure you will make it? Are you sure? Are you sure you are going to make it? It's not an answer story. I'm going to go deeper and show you scriptures. Let the scripture explain itself. This is the Bible. Now come back to the New Living Translation. Let's break it down. Listen to Paul said that it will happen in a moment. Hey, in the blink of an eye. When the last trumpet is blown, for when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to life. This is what I was explaining to you, that those who have died and gone to heaven, they're already in heaven. But for some reason, they will come back to the earth. And for some reason, they will enter into their body. Because we know that all the people who have died, the Bible says they have gone to heaven. Then why are they going to change again? That means that in the spirit realm, wherever your body was buried, whether in the sea, because the Bible says the sea will give up the dead, the land will give up the dead. So the heaven has a certain topography and the picture of the people that are buried. Even though the thing has corrupted, in the spirit, God can still see the body there. And your spirit will come into the body and it will be changed. And the change will happen in the twinkling of an eye. So by the time you blink your eye, God has changed everything. It's not an announcing story. No, I'm going to give you the scripture, show you the end time, and show you what to do to survive. This one, when I was praying, the Lord told me something. You don't only pray because you need me to give you things. You pray so that I can deliver you from evil, and you will not enter into temptation. So it's not all prayer that you are demanding things from God. There are prayer, it keeps you to stay in your salvation as a child of God. There are prayers, it deliver you from temptation. There are prayers, it make wrong men never trap you into their bed. Because listen, if you don't pray, girl, you find yourself sleeping with men that you ask yourself, how did I got here? Because Jesus told them, pray that you not enter. So more prayer, less temptation. Less prayer, you can enter where you don't like. This is it. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to life forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. So for instance, if the thing happens, this body will change immediately because this body cannot go to heaven. In the blink of an eye, bam, then God has changed everything in his body. So this body will change from mortal to angelic body. Let me show you that body. It's not even angelic body. It is the body that Jesus raised from the dead with. That body, and when it can go through a wall, because it's immortal, don't clap. When you have crossed a wall, that body can still enter. It's not limited by physical objects, metals and solid objects. You remember Jesus Christ, the disciples were still in the room locked up, and before you know, he's standing within them, because the body is immortal. So sitting down and watching Facebook and TikTok as if Jesus will not come back. You are deceiving yourself. This thing I'm preaching here, I'm going to show you in a moment that Noah preached it. I'm going to show you that people have preached it before. This was the first time God is going to destroy the world. In Noah's time, he destroyed the world. I'm going to show you what Jesus said about that. Only the people from heaven can say it. So the Bible said that, if you don't believe it, keep going. Let me show them something. What will happen? Watch it. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Oh, Apostle Paul, something else. Our mortal body must be transferred to immortal bodies. And all this will happen in the blink of an eye. Blink your eye again. Bah. So, let me tell you something. There is another thing too. The Bible says a trumpet. A trumpet. There is too much noise in our generation. And so, those of you who are looking for trumpet, forget about the trumpet. Somebody sang a song, it's called Bobole Bobo. Obete Bobole Bobo. He was talking about the bass trumpet. Nyosuo, nyosuo, Eda Yesu Beba Bete Bobo. No, say, Eda no no be rain tampe. It means you're smoking weed. Is it not in a song? Eda no no be jobi kum. So the guy lined up the thing that will hinder people from going to heaven. And to Obiku Ekraumu, and you Brazia, our hotel, Jamanenka, and you are not lucky. Well, the sad thing that will happen is that people who have served God, the day they tried to sing, that was the day the trumpet sang. So bonina yen person will be yeno. The reason is not because God will not forgive you. Some of you, you will do it and you ask forgiveness, and after the forgiveness, the trumpet will sound. So you go. Yesterday I saw a mystery. The first person that entered paradise is not Abraham. The first person that entered paradise is that is the paradise that Jesus prepared after his death was a thief. Master, remember me when you get yourself today. You will be with me. Stealing all his life. And the last drink of his taking of the breath. Straight to Jesus in paradise. I can imagine Jesus holding this thief's hand. And they were the first to enter with Christ. At the same time. They died at the same hour. They died at the same time. So they probably go to paradise at the same time. Nobody was there. Because if Jesus has not gone to paradise, nobody can come. Sit down, sit down. This is what Paul is saying. Our dying bodies. Our dying bodies. This body, it must die. And I don't care how you decorate it. One day somebody will say ashes to ashes. I told them, I said, I was in the funeral. Very sad atmosphere. And when I saw the body, the Lord said something. You know, when I say God said something, there are things only God said that anybody who has died, that people that are watching his body, has also watched other people's dead body. How many of you have watched a dead body before? You have gone to a funeral. Wave your hands. If you don't lift your hand, I don't know where you come from. That you, where you come from, nobody has ever died. You have never seen a dead body. Wave your hand. So, the way you watch other people's dead body, one day somebody will watch your own. Believe it or not. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. Is that what the Bible says? It is appointed for a man to die once. As it is appointed unto men once to die. And after the death, you go and face judgment on what you use your gifts for. Come back. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just showing you the Bible. Whether you get scared or not, it's a reality. What the Bible is saying, it cannot be. That's all. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. So today I'm going to show you what the Bible is saying. There may be, if my time is gone next week, I will show you what to do to survive. And I'll give you the three tests you must pass. Go to the next verse and let's see what the Bible is saying. Wow. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. So that means that there is still a prophecy that has not been fulfilled. So the day the rapture will happen is a fulfillment of prophecy. There is a scripture that will say that death is going to be swallowed, but now death has not been swallowed. So death is going to be swallowed, but it's not yet swallowed. And once the Bible said, it will come to pass. So the reason why you don't have to be afraid of death is that, one, you didn't determine the time you were born. None of us here determine whose family gave birth to us. Which mother gave birth to you? Whether you were born out of fornication, your mother raped, your father raped your mother, that's not important. The important thing is that you are. We all cannot tell the circumstance that surround our birth. Some can tell. My children can tell the circumstance because they said, I'm living with their mother. And then they know that daddy and mommy live. But some people, they have never seen their father. Some people, even the man they thought is their father, is not their father. Let me get out of here because people here have some money. Is there? Somebody's only woman know who is the father of their children. Watch this. I'm not talking about you. Those people are on their way coming to church. But I'm just making a statement. Now watch this. You don't determine the day you are born. You don't determine which parents gave birth to you. You also don't determine which family you are born to. You don't determine the color of your skin. So you can't determine the day you die. The The problem is not the death. When I go to funeral and I see people lying down, according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, everybody is going to die, but where are they going? Have they received Christ to receive the legal spiritual permit for their body to be changed? So if you don't receive Christ, God cannot change your body. It's simple. The requirement for everybody's body to change from corruptible to incorruptible is that Jesus must be in your heart. Now, there are two aspects of Jesus. Let me show you the problem where you have. Most of you have Jesus, but he is not Lord of your life. Let me go here and tell you so that you can see my face well. Ask somebody here, is Jesus Lord of your life? The problem is not the receiving of Christ. The problem is the lordship of Jesus. The word lordship means ownership. It means that when Jesus becomes Lord of your life, there are some things you can't do. We will talk about that when we come to the solutions of how to survive these things that the Bible is talking about. So you can be sitting in church, you go to all that. That is why this Sunday, a lot of people are going to church. It's a Sabbath day for Christians. The Sabbath day for Jewish people is Saturday. When you are in Israel, Sunday is a working day. Saturday is a holiday. They say in Israel, there is a way you position yourself. You have three days free out of the 7 days. Work for a Muslim. Join the Jewish religion. No, work for a Muslim. Live with a Jew. And then be a Christian. So Friday, Muslims, you won't go to work. Saturday, because your boss is a Jew, and you're there, you are free. And Sunday is your Sabbath day, so you are going to church. So 3 days free. I know you are having ideas. Tell your neighbor, he's there. So, let's go to the next verse. Death will swallow up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Keep going. For sin is the sting that results in death, and the Lord gives sin its power. Now watch this. Apostle Paul now didn't finish all these things. She went ahead, and when he was writing to the church in Thessalonica, she also told them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13, let's see what Paul said about the end time. Now, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, everywhere is a sign. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not. So, the Bible don't call Christians who are dead as dead. They say they are what? Asleep. But it's a very long sleeping. Paul said that, but I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren. That means that nobody must be ignorant about what you are talking about. Concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not. Even as others which have no hope. That is those who don't have Christ. They have no hope. What is that hope? The hope of the world to come. If you don't have Christ, you can be a president. You can be a member of parliament. I was in someone's prison. I told them, I said, now listen, God is in prison. Receive Jesus Christ. Because if the trumpet sound for the next word, the judge that put you here can go to hell when you're on your way to prison. Now watch this. Do you know the man that sentenced the thief that went to paradise with Jesus, Pilate? There is no guarantee that Pilate is going to paradise. So forget about what people are doing to you. Just make sure your relationship with Christ is intact. You may lose your marriage, don't lose Christ. You may lose your job, don't lose Christ. You may lose money, don't lose Christ. People may betray you, but hold on. Because Christ in you. And that is what Paul said, that we, even as others who have no hope. Others who have no hope. But to me and you, Christ in us is the hope. One translation said the hope of tomorrow. No. Amen. Now let's keep going. Let's see what Paul said. For if we believe that Jesus died
and rose again.
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hey, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Huh? Interesting. And signs of that, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout and with the voice of an archangel. And with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. So if your mother didn't rise, he didn't know Christ. If your husband didn't rise, he didn't know Christ. This is the reason we are telling you. You have a phone. Now watch it. You have a phone. Do you know? The devil, whatever the devil established, God uses it. I can't have a guarantee that all the social media people, they are Christians. But God is using it to propagate the gospel. You don't go for evangelism. As I'm preaching now, you have on your Facebook phone 5,000 friends. So you take your phone, you go to another say book, and then they call it something share. You share it. That sharing you share, because as we travel to the nations to preach, one of the common testimonies that come is that somebody was kind enough to share. I'll read you an email that my eye just hit on it when I was driving coming to church. And I saw, because the email just attracted me. And I saw it. It was the first one. Greetings. My name is so-so and so. I don't want to mention the name. Pastor. Senior pastor of a ministry in Volta region. Somebody was kind enough to share your message. Having followed your ministry for some time now, it is my heart desire to meet you one-on-one, because I am going through a lot of challenges in ministry and life. Had it not been God and your message, I could have given up. I am almost 45 years in ministry and in Christ. How many years? It means that the battle doesn't dissipate or lessen as you grow. You are not listening to me. Then 45 years, he should be sitting in a spiritual palanquin. Yeah. But he is almost giving up in ministry. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Now, a lot of people are walking pretending they are Christian, but they are not. The reason is because the life you are living doesn't portray Christ. Today we are stealing with our conscience. We are doing all kinds of things and we still come to church. It's difficult to differentiate between Christians and those who are not Christians. Is that? I was thinking about something. I said that in the early 80s, when I grew up and I was in my teenage, in the 80s, people go out, they don't even lock door. Or when you lock door, the key is under the doorman. And it was a common thing. So when people want to enter your door, they just pick the doorman, they are there. If it's not the doorman, it's under some stone somewhere. I was talking to a lawyer in London, and he said something to me that immediately I knew the problems of Ghana. I asked him that, have you ever gone to court? He said, oh yes, I used to go to court, but Papa, I step out of that. Now, I've forgotten the term he used. He said preventive something, that we try to make sure we solve the problem before he goes to court. How do you call that one? I don't know. Huh? He's a lawyer. But he said, what we do, corporate law or something. He deal with corporate and try to solve problem before I don't know. That's what he told me. Then I asked him, I said that, does the process in London court go long? He said, no. It doesn't work like that. In London, the system tried to expedite the case. They will make sure the case is done. And I said, can a judge be bribed? He said, it's not possible. Is it possible for a judge in London to be bribed? I can't tell. I won't ask you the next question. I leave it for your conscience. Now watch this. You know, there's a country called Dubai. People don't stay there. And people there are not Christians. So I saw that every corruption in every country is a result of judicial system. If Pastor Abed is a thief, but he has money. and he go and steal B's car and know that he can pay his way out, he will continue stealing. Now, yeah, they don't clap. Do you know the way the Dubai people do the sentence? It's a computer. It's Sharia law in a little bit polish. So, somebody told me, say he was in court in Dubai, and then the judge placed a computer. Bang. The mobile phone you have stolen, then they read it. 4 years in prison with beatings and this. And that is it. No, that's what it is. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Wow. So those who are alive, you will be stuck. For instance, if there used to be a former cemetery, before you know, some strange people are standing here. Because you cannot tell. Sometime, maybe 100 years ago, this place was a cemetery. We can't tell. We cannot tell. Very soon, they will move Osu Cemetery from where it is. Because it's going to get full. And they will grade it and start building. You go to countries, they do that. They will tell you that this place used to be a former cemetery. So if you wear your wife, your house is... My grandmother used to say, when you're going your time. There's something about the mind. It is when the mind has knowledge that he starts getting afraid. No. It's possible. Do you know how many thousands of years you can't tell what was done? I went recently, when my father passed away, I went to my Kukrentumi, our hometown, and I know where the cemetery is. So I even told them, where is our grandmother's grave? And they said, oh, that place where people have built. Because they grade the whole place because the town was moving and they put the cemetery somewhere, and I pity the people whose houses are there. So I say, hey, wow, hallelujah. So the Bible said the dead in Christ will rise first. So if this place is a cemetery, you will see people come to town. They will rise, but the rising is not going to be like everything is in the twinkling of an eye. This amazing God. The dead in Christ are righteous. Let's keep going. Let's see what will happen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud. So the dead who are right in Christ and those who are alive who are in Christ, both of us will be caught up. And see, you don't need a lift. Who Jehovah said, oh, cause we say, and that lifting, the thing that is lifting you is the Holy Spirit. Now hear this. The Spirit of God has power to lift billions of people. And the lifting will happen at the same time in every country. So you see people being lifted. You see, is that the first time? No. The first fruit of that resurrection is Christ. He was standing with the disciples and said, they say, they saw Jesus being lifted and he was going like this. They were watching him. After that, an angel came and said, men of Galilee, why are you watching? This same Jesus you see him go will come in the same manner. Even we, when we go, do you know we are going to come back? Do you know that when we go, we'll come back? Huh? You know or you don't know? Let me see the sincere. Those of you who don't know, wave your hands and let me see. Thank you. You are the only reason I'm going to teach. If it's not because of you, that those who pretend they know, they will ever know. Revelation chapter 21. Let's read from verse number 1. Let's look at something here. Revelation chapter 21. Look at it. I saw what? A new what? And a new what? For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. So in the twinkling, when we go, and there was no more sea. There are a lot of things in the Bible. Now keep going. Verse number 2. Let's watch something here. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Oh, wow. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Keep going. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. But until this time, you must continue crying.
It's inevitable. It is sooner who's there. I want to answer. After church, continue. Because crying is a choice. Amen. And I wipe off their tears. The tears is talking about, it's not just crying. Pain, disappointment, failure. There shall be no more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. New Jerusalem, new heaven, new earth. And you say you don't want to go there because of a chorister girl. Now some people, the reason they don't want to go to heaven because of a woman. When I come back to take you, there are three ways you must pass the test to be qualified for this thing and to escape. Do you know that in the end time, when Jesus was talking about the signs of the end time, one of them, women were in the equation. But let me finish this one before I go there. Women were in the equation. A lot of people will not go to heaven because of a beautiful girl. And there will be more men in hell. Because, get it straight. Anytime the devil lands attack is on men. Now let me tell you something about Satan. If Satan cannot spare babies 1 day to 2 years, just to make sure he fulfills his agenda, and kill innocent babies, what about men? When Pharaoh wanted to wipe up the system, he said, kill the men. So Satan's target is men. Because when women don't have men, they cease to be women. Once a woman don't have men around them, it is better they don't exist. What make women become what they are? Because men are around them. That is why no matter how they rise in life, they will look for some quote unquote a man that will be slapping them. They need that. They need that. Because women without men, no. Never take it for granted. And there's nothing wrong in praying that you will marry and settle down. The head of the woman is the man. So a woman without a man doesn't have a head. Spiritually. And that's not somebody that risen for them. It's the way God has made the system. So a lot of men is going to go to hell. But the same women who need the men are going to be the contact for them to go. Insatisfaction. There is no generation that spirit of lust has been loose than this generation. It's on every side. It's on your phone. It's on your everywhere. It's on there. It's on the beat. I mean, they are changing their style. So today, he is his natural head. The next day, Rasta. The next day, if you don't get attracted to the natural, the Rasta will call you. If the Rasta don't call you, the short wig will call you. If the short doesn't call, the long wig will call you. If the red lipstick doesn't call you, the red and black will catch your attention. Somewhere, somehow. And if you're a man, you are not clapping. I don't know when you clap for Jesus again. Somewhere, somehow. Somewhere, somehow. Different stars and different appearance is confusing men. Yesterday, God told me, let me tell you guys, listen to me. Never trust and accept the love of a marriage man. Let me go deeper. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Now hear the wisdom. If the one he has put a ring on and taken to the altar, he's cheating on her with you, then where is your stand? Okay. I'll say that to you again. If the guy, the lady he has taken to the altar, I'm talking about the stupid women here, girls who are following people's husbands, you are the most miserable person on earth. That is why some of them have done it and they are breaking and destroying their career. Because there's something about going after people's husbands. Never trust a man who is married and is following you. Never. Number one, he hates himself.
He hates himself because the two shall be one. So when you get married, the Bible said there is no difference between you and your wife. In the spirit, you have become one. So if you hurt your wife, you are hurting yourself. And if you cheat on your wife, you are cheating on yourself. So any man committing adultery doesn't like or love himself. And any man who doesn't love himself cannot love you. It's very simple. This is a deception. And unfortunately, because wisdom is too high for the fool, you are not trying to understand it. Because you don't want to read the Bible for yourself. And you are following people. So, number two, it's a curse. And the curse is this: what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So when you come between somebody and his husband, you are automatically under the curse of the Bible. This is very simple. And I'm going to go down and show you what the Bible said. This scripture is going to tell us those who qualify to go to heaven. Watch this. For God shall wipe away all their tears, and there shall be no more pain. For the former things are passed away. Keep going, my dear, if you don't mind. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for this words are true and faithful. So when we read the Bible and we quote, now listen to me. I don't want you to leave here and get angry with me. I don't like the way you preach. Now listen. No ambassador speaks their mind. Wait, before you clap. If you see the British ambassador speaking, say, this is the stand for my government. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Hear this very carefully. They don't speak for themselves. No ambassador speaks for themselves. The Ghana ambassador to London cannot say, this is my mind. They will say, this is the position of my government. So my government position is this, and you can't have his own position. So as an ambassador of Christ, I cannot speak my mind. I am telling you the position of the headquarters. He saved all, but he called some and make them apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists. So I become ambassador of Christ to propagate the gospel. And I have no right to speak my mind. I have to speak the position of my government. You get angry, that is your problem. Sit down and let's talk. Now, go to the next verse and follow this. I'm almost through. Get it straight. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of the water of life freely. 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 So one of the way to get to heaven is that you must be tested. We'll talk about that when we start talking about position, about the solution. But let's keep going. He that overcometh. One scripture said to him that he that overcometh shall inherit. So listen, for us to get to heaven, there are things to overcome. Yes, sir. That means again, heaven is overcomers. You must overcome that temptation. You must overcome that man that wants to sleep with you. You must overcome that way that you are using your ways to get appointment letter. You must overcome it. Because it might not be in your interest. Whilst you are sleeping with a man, the trumpet can sound. This is the reason why some of us will not do some things. Because can you imagine the number of sacrifices we have made? And let me throw another bomb. If you have believed in the stupid doctrine of one sinner forever saved, you're already sinking. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. We'll talk about that later. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. We are saved. We are being saved and we shall be saved. So continue. We are righteous. We are being righteous. So God is still working on us. But you must position yourself. Now I'll come to the place and show you that sin unto death and that sin not unto death. He that overcometh shall inherit the things, all things. And I will be his God. And he shall be my son. Now look at the next one. These are the position of those who go to hell. So God spell it. The fearful. The unbelieving. You are preaching but they don't believe. The abominable. The murderers. Including abortion. And the whoremongers. And the sorcerers. And the idolaters. Idol worship. And all liars. shall have their part in the lake which burn with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now come to the New Living Translation. Let's break it down. So if you see you are in the list, you just have to change it. That's all. Ask your neighbor, are you in the list? Are you there? Now, there are two that are common to Christians. Huh? This one is saying coward, but those who are living in fear. Because when you start living in fear, you do the unthinkable. We are not permitted to live by fear. For instance, as a result of fear, you may not pay your tithe. As a result of fear, you may not be a giver, because when I give, will my money be sufficient? As a result of fear, I might not be able to get married. You must get in with somebody's husband. So most of your actions, the motivational spirit is fear. The cowards, the unbelievers, the corrupt. Wow, corrupt. I almost said something, but I won't say it. The murderers. Don't commit abortion and feel like it's not a sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you and cover it with the blood. And make sure you deep down repent. And don't ask forgiveness of abortion you did last year and repeat it this year. And touch Uncle Rebecca. Oh, I'm glad the Lord has dropped something in my spirit. That some of you boys think it's the girls? No. 48% of the abortion, it is the men that said it must be done. Most girls are afraid to abort, but the guys put pressure on them to do it. This one won't ask you whether it has happened to you. Put your hands down. That is why some of you must be glad. You see, maybe because of your assignment of singing in a choir in your assignment, aren't you surprised you never get pregnant? Aren't you surprised the things you have done, but not, you have never missed your cycle once? Give the Lord a clap of praise. Aren't you surprised? No protection from level 100 up to today. If nobody is clapping, I'm expecting you to clap. Oh, Jesus Christ. Some of you, have you ever thought about the fact that in all these years, you never get pregnant? Your cycle has never failed. It comes on the time. Even the one you are afraid, you say this thing, it's only, you make it for 2 days, on the third day, bam. When the thing came, look at the way you came to church and danced. You think most of the dancing is because of my goodness. What are you talking about? Boy, aren't you thank God that nobody has come and said, I'm pregnant? Yes, sir. Oh, no. What about you? And those of you guys who are sitting and laughing, if you are not laughing and anything, aren't you glad that none of the girls came and said, hey, I'm pregnant? It's frightening. Especially when we're level 200. And your father is struggling to pay the school fees. And they are not getting provisions for you. And now, if you're a young man here, bow your head down and say, I am the one God has shown me. That is why when we come to church and we make it look like as if we are doing God a favor, God go to our back and check our records. He say, look at who is bluffing me. Look at who is trying to bluff me. You that has shown so much favor and mercy. If I left you the way you are, you could have. I'm telling you. No. Some of you, the richness of the spermatozoa that entered you. The strength. No. I thought Abraham's sperm is weak. Until it touched Hagar. Bam. Once. First touch. By the time Abraham returned from the tent, Hagar was pregnant. You understanding what I'm talking about? No. And this is what the Bible is talking. The Bible is explaining all kinds of things. There are mysteries in the Word of God. Mysteries in. You cannot read this Bible. Hear this, Siri. You cannot read this Bible and become confused. If you keep reading it, it will take away your confusion. It will help you to live a life. You will not mess up with your life. You will come across a scripture, a rhema, that will not let you even get to the place. You cannot be reading this Bible and follow somebody's husband. It's not possible. You will encounter something. No. Do you know the reason? You don't read it. Everything I'm preaching is, some of you don't know that the coward, they don't believe in, and the corrupt, and the murderers, and the immoral, and those who practice witchcraft. Think about it. Ask your neighbor, are you a witch? Ask them. And tell them, you say, if you are a witch, tell them, if you say, yeah, tell them, say, you will never go to heaven, tell them. Did anybody tell you you're a witch? They won't tell you. But tell them, I say, look at them and say, sister, if you're a witch, you can't go to heaven. Tell them, brother, you can't go to heaven. Who say witches don't come to church? They can't. No, witches are responsible for a lot of things. I won't go there today. The Bible says, and those who practice, they practice. So practicing of witchcraft is different from those who are even in the witchcraft itself. Practicing of witchcraft, you read something. Some of you go online, you see somebody say, touch this thing, and it will tell you a story. You are practicing witchcraft. Palm reading, they will look at your hand and say, Ashemu ho. Practicing of witchcraft. Look at your neighbor and say, you must go to heaven. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You have to come to heaven. Now, do you remember Luke chapter 17, verse 26? Do you know Jesus said a lot of things about the end time? But let me read Luke chapter 20, Luke chapter 17 and verse number 26. After that, I'll read Luke chapter 21. And as it was in the days of Noah, go to verse number 25. Let me see something. But first, must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation? He's talking about that generation. Then he went to verse 26 and said that. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. So, similarities, it will not be different. They did eat. They drank. They married wives. What was that? They didn't marry women or wives. Husbands and side chicks. I have lived 50 plus years. This is the generation I'm hearing slay queens. I never hear that there are queens who slay. What a generation. Very interesting. And I begin to check the work of queens. Somebody was a queen mother for 70 years plus. Build up a country. Today we are raising queens. You come and say no at all. Slay queens. The Bible said they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Jesus said, it will not be different from our time. They did eat. So as of come back and let me show you something. One of the signs of the end time is that they won't like fasting. They will be in the church with fasting, but when you say fast, they will be eating. Second sign, they will be drinking. Don't let me go there. Drinking. Check every alcoholic company in Ghana. It's multi-billion. Check it. They start no time. They make billion. It shows the way people drink. Look at your neighbor and say, the way I'm looking at your nose, it's possible you drink. Tell the person. Ask the person, why is your mouth black and red? Ask them. Sure. Bible says one of the signs of the end time is that people will be in church, but when they go to funeral, they will drink. So all these things, people are going to weddings and funerals and find themselves kissing wrong people. Who knows whether alcohol is under the influence? You see the way you are sitting here. If you take in alcohol, your mind, your feeling, everything will change.
especially women, they say they increase their sexual appetite by 80% when they take an alcohol, except those who are experienced. The Bible said they eat, they drank. Give me the New Living Translation. No, wait. Go to the Amplified version first. Go to the Amplified. Amplified, let's see. People ate, they drank, they marry, they were given in marriage. There's one thing to marry, another thing to be given in marriage. Do you understand? This is my daughter. I gave them to you because you have money. So no way that you are supposed to marry that man. You yourself, you also follow some guy, not because you love him. Different levels of things. At a point, your mindset will be revealed. The state of your mind, God will test it. It will come up. The reason for making the decision you make, we will see it. What a generation that young ladies don't want to suffer with a man. Starting from nothing and build it up. No! The beauty of starting something with somebody and building it up. Even when you are misbehaving, you look back. I saw me and mommy marry with nothing. In a single bedroom. And I see God taking us one step after the other. Godliness with contentment. Now hear me. I do nothing than working for God and God touching people to bless me. Wait. I have never coveted any man's ox. I have never come to this church and tell them, give me this amount. Can I tell you this, guys? I live by my giving. My whole life, I live. And let me go deeper and tell you something. I have even left that place. Everything about my life is a sacrifice. A sacrifice. My preaching life is a sacrifice. I will do things other preachers will not dare it. My giving life is a sacrifice. My prayer life is a sacrifice. A sacrifice you do beyond the normal. You go extra mile. You do, even if you cost you your life, you don't care. So hear this. Don't touch anybody that live a sacrificial life. Don't touch them. People ate. Put the eating there. Look at your neighbor and say, keep on eating. Have you noticed that Jesus Christ was even criticizing? Now listen. There is nothing wrong in eating to live, but living to eat. Strong statement. There is nothing wrong in eating to live. But you declare fasting, you won't fast. I'm telling you, Osofo, we are not fasting because every time we need things, it protects us. We will not step into temptation. Everybody can come under temptation. No, I've seen anointed people fall. Nobody's beyond falling. Don't mess around. Nobody's beyond falling. It's a little slip. A little. It can be the time you're supposed to go to work and you didn't go. When David slept with Bathsheba, he's supposed to go to where he didn't go. I'm telling you, I told them at the all night or Abuja, David has 7 anointings resting on his life. And he still couldn't stand the nakedness of a woman. Some of you don't even have one anointing. The anointing you have is some kojokonya anointing. You are the bomb and kakrakra. David wrote one of the longest books of the Bible. 5,000 years ago, he prophesied about Christ. He has a kingship anointing. He was anointed 3 times before he ascended to the throne. Anointing first before his brothers. Second one by Judah. Third by the elders of Israel. He has poetic anointing. He wrote poems. He has psalmist anointing. He wrote the psalms. He has shepherd anointing. He was a shepherd. My goodness. He is the only shepherd that will go after a lion and save a sheep. Warrior's anointing was upon the guy. Kingship anointing. And a prophetic anointing. 7 anointings I've mentioned. This man couldn't stand a black, a croupon girl that is buffy. Bathsheba was a black lady. Bathsheba, go and read. David Chin, come share this. He said, oh, he and was ransom. Well, someone used to know. Yes. Who read the Bible? Check. Abraham talked to God face to face. He even cooked for God to eat, according to Genesis chapter 18. He still entered the tent of Hagar. I learned from the way I studied the Bible, Hagar is a very beautiful girl. Bible never said, but I know that. Because the nature of the way the Bible describes Sarah. If Abraham would go into Hagar, the Hagar is an equalizer. 70 years Sarah was so beautiful that Abraham predicting about the fact that he would kill me for his sake. The moment Abimelech saw him, he took Abraham. So why Sarah to the bedroom? And the Lord appeared. And the Lord appeared. Listen, if God doesn't appear to your enemies, you are nothing. Genesis 20 verse 3. And God came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said unto him, behold, oh, give me the New Living Translation. May the Lord visit your enemies this night. But that night, God came to Abimelech in the dream. Give me the Amplified Version. So if God didn't come, what would have happened? And God came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said, behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken as your own, for she is the man's wife. And verse 18, even when he has not touched the woman, the punishment has already been established. The Lord has closed fast the womb of all in Abimelech's kingdom. The Lord has closed fast the womb of all in Abimelech's household because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So you see, there is a reason for everything you are going through. We might not find it. All the women are going through gynecologists and finding it. But the purpose is that because of one woman, God shut the womb of everybody in the country. Come back and let me finish with Luke chapter 17. I don't know which verse I was reading. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking. Give me the New Living Translation. Wow. I have passed this place on. In those days, people enjoy banquets and parties and weddings. Hey! Have you seen the potter's people inside? In those days, people enjoy number one. Number two. The third one, say it very loud. Where they are here, I pick a lady from London who is trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Do you, how many of you watching that prophecy? And I told her, I said, the people that sat your womb, they came to your wedding. And the Lord showed me the wedding. So I told her, I said, did you do the big wedding? They said, yes, it was big. And some pastor told me, say, prof, now I know you're a prophet. He said, the wedding was so big, we were afraid. I saw them sitting down and chanting on the womb. Sat it down. Baby, who free, but you don't need a loud wedding. For what? For what? Who do you want to impress? You go and do a dinner for 50 people to come and eat food. That you can save the money to buy a petrol car. And be sitting inside so much more. Don't you think it's wisdom? Signs of the enter wedding. Right up the time. Right up to the time Noah entered into his boat. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Keep going. Oh, Jesus Christ. And the word will be as it was in the days of Lot. Second one. Hey, people went about their daily business. Eating and drinking. Buying and selling. Farming and building. As if nothing will happen. They won't come to church. They will sit at home. And they say, living in your church, watching on Facebook. Think about it. Do you know some people, Facebook have become so addicted, they stop coming to church completely. They don't come to church again. They don't have a shepherd. They only come to church when there's trouble. Listen to me, don't serve God when trouble comes. Let trouble come and meet you with God. By the time trouble comes, let's just show that you are so close to God that when trouble knocks, it is God that responds. I know you won't clap. Buying and selling, farming and building. Keep going, my dear. Until the morning Lot left Sodom, then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them. Jesus is the one that is talking. He said, as it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of... Now for those... that trumpet in the Bible, next one. Come back to verse 29. Go to the King James Version. But the same day, now go to the next verse. Even thou shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now show my trumpet in the back. They were in church. Look at, in that day, he which shall be upon the house top, and a staff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Stay there. Keep going. Everybody say this loud. Look at your neighbor and tell the person. This is Lot's wife. It means that all these four were safe. But the word was so much in this girl that he was still looking back. And became a pillar of salt. And Jesus is telling this generation that you might be sitting in church, but the word is too much in you. That even when you are rescued, you still want opportunity because, now listen to me, the condition was that I need 10 righteous people to save the whole land. God couldn't find the 10. It means his word must be established. Now Lot is being saved on the basis of the salvation of his uncle. Watch this. But if the qualification you didn't meet in them, there must be condition for your salvation. And the condition is that don't turn back. But we are saying we're more. Now do we are saying Nema? Who is Munina? Who are you showing? What worry? And so still, you are chatting with your ex. We are saying when we send you out, we are saying Nema. No, be big, kill both and now. Oh, yeah, on that ku. When we enter your son, a woman. We have social media. Now we share the pressure on the women on this generation. Some of them will go and buy some Louis Vuitton bag and take a picture and stand there and pose. No, hey, my star has signed. Now, so that's all they're signing by force. So people are doing all kinds of things. Can I tell you guys, life is in phases. Don't be under pressure. Thank God for where you are. Appreciate God for where you are. Thank him for what you are giving. There is something called godliness with contentment. And the Bible says it is what great gain. If you are not there, you are not there. Don't draw your blood to buy a designer bag. Pressure. A generation that is under so much pressure. Pressure. Everybody wants to be rich in this country in a day. Everybody wants to be rich. Do you know something? I told the people in England, I said that there were 4 days journey to get to the promised land. But God took them on a 40 day. That means God doesn't believe in quick prosperity. Because anything you get quickly, you might not be able to sustain it. Tell your neighbor, remember Lot's wife. Finally, Luke chapter 21, I'm reading from verse number 25. The Bible lines up the things you have to do to survive. Some of you have to make some New Year resolutions. There are some things, there are friends you have to drop. No, there are some people, they have no business in your life at this time. No. Oh, Mr. Tim, they are no more chosen sign. Why, Shay? No more chosen. Oh, no more can say we are your spirit in grief. Who could do my cheap or come and say, oh, they are putting you in some bad friends. Your attitude is changing. You are not building godly character. As a result of hanging around them. Can I tell you this, your father? I don't have a friend. My wife is my friend. I don't go out. I can stay in a room for 40 days and not come out. I'm used to that. That's enjoying the word of God. What we come and yawa? Get beer. What now? Google what I just said. This is Google. Some of you, you can't stay at home. What you want now? Okay, so you pay now. Come in and baby. What you mean? Took an only baby. I woke up. Me try the upper brand. Don't say no. Buy no. I come first. Central invest. No. I don't know. No. Baby. What you mean? Transit. What you mean? Transit. What you mean? Transit. The virtuous. Now you see that foolish boy, that the woman caught in the book of Proverbs chapter 7. Do you know what the Bible said? Have you read that thing? Huh? Okay. Oh, show me the one kind Bible. Proverbs chapter 7. Let me show you that guy. There's a stupid guy. I'm sure the guy is a portarian. My son, keep my words and give me the New Living Translation. Watch this. Watch it. Everybody, open your eyes. I'm finished. Follow my advice, my son. Always treasure my commandment. Watch this. Watch it. Obey my commands and live. Guard my instruction as you guard your own eyes. Pastor Joe, check. I say 9,000, 19,000 times. 19,000 times in a day. According to Google. So man of the money steady now. Google the name crop be attraction. Now, keep going. Tie them on your fingers as a reminder. Write them deep down within your heart. Keep going. Yeah. Love wisdom. Look at your neighbor and tell the person. No. Don't use your hand. Look at one person and say, you love wisdom. And find another person and tell him, love wisdom. That means that not everybody here love wisdom. Some people, they don't just like wisdom. And that is why they are making foolish decisions. Love wisdom like a sister. Don't just love him. Not a boyfriend, no. A sister. That means that he is going to be your blood relationship for life. You can drive your girlfriend, but even if you drive your sister, when we test your blood, it's the same bloodline. So love wisdom like a sister. Make inside a beloved member of your family. He is building this to tell somebody. Let them protect you from an affair with an immoral woman. So for your name, yes, I hear Kono. And your baby, oh, we are not saying my own good them. You see, maybe on my Bible, they are told to say they are immoral woman. Or by German for I cannot born in one of them. Go to the Message Bible and tell immoral woman what the Message Bible said about immoral. They will be with you to fend off the temperance, that smooth talking, honey tongue seductress. If you want to share a baby or show any save, also for like the bones and what you are, what you are, Jimmy, then it means that your mind has become so. When we were growing up, some of our fellowship council, one of the things they told us, that don't look at a woman as I. Two things I will never forget. I will never forget. Now, I'm trying to remember one of that brother's name, Brother Okoro. He told us something. I'll see you new. Whether you are married or not, this is wisdom. And I don't care how you interpret it. After you marry, you can see people and fantasize with them. But when we go, so this girl, what do you make her say is a nice girl? That girl, no, don't take his number. Don't talk to her. When he greets you, say, and pass. Any woman your man tells you she's beautiful, if you get close to her, you commit sin. No, that is why God doesn't reveal the secret of our heart. You can fall in love with somebody in a distance. Now, you wish this guy is your boyfriend. You wish this guy is your... No. Who knows what Abraham wished about Hagar before the opportunity came? And truth more better than ask if you are coming from Abono. Or the direction of Fasifie. It's in the book of Elders. Read it. Yeah. Now, these are practical things that you can do. Some of them can stay in your mind. You can never stop thoughts from coming to your mind, but you must not act on them. As you are going about your God, the thoughts are coming to your mind. You can meet some people and talk to them, and their phonetics, their attitude, their language, their accent can tell you that, oh, why didn't I see you? Or baby, or something like that. Why do you make just say, this guy is fine? In Chiano. Or Chawadi, I ain't yet. Uhunu, Nasa Uchia, good morning. No, Papa. And then in Kasa. Now, the worst thing, and Jenny Namba. Unya the number 2 phone super. And no. Where we? Who the number 2 phone? So I didn't answer by. Obey trap picture. Bronsam be catching. Bronsam timini oba kasa. Otimini be makasa. Huh? Bronsam be timaka tro baby say. Guy way because the devil can read your thoughts, or maybe the things you say. Because when we are watching the video and you saw the girls, wow, he's a nice guy. No bronsam ati. Nice girl. Unso wo yere. Hona no starting to talk between you and your wife. Number 3, if you are married, don't tell your marital program to a single girl. She will think it's a solution.
Anybody you tell your problem with who likes you. For instance, most of you love me, but the love is in the Greek, maybe eros or philos. Maybe agape love, the love of God. But, hear this. If I start communicating with you in a certain way, and I tell you that, mommy is doing this, mommy is doing this, it will take your love to another level. Because of the love you have for me as your father, the last thing you want to wish is that you see me suffering. So when you see the suffering, the devil will tell you you are the best solution. Every marriage man that sleeps with somebody, they told them their marital problems. And normally when we say the, those who tell the marital problem, they don't clap. You can just attest to that. There's a problem. Now wait till this. This is the point. Don't go about it telling me, and he has done this, and he has done. Signs of the end time. Let them protect your wisdom, affair, from an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of a promiscuous woman. All these are kinds of women in the world. Immoral, promiscuous. They are there. You can be in church and you qualify for this. While I was at the window of my house looking through the curtain, this is the wisdom man talking. A stupid boy. I saw some naive young man. And one in particular who lack common sense. So you see, this is Bible. You can be in Central University, but you lack common sense. That's what they're doing nursing. No common sense. Because we are Japanian, I will. What is that? That is what it is. Nothing. Don't ever mistake academic prowess to wisdom. They are not the same. Don't ever compare them. The fact that you have got first class doesn't mean you are wise. This is talking about wisdom. I saw one naive young man. Naive young man. Huh? And one in particular who lacked common sense. What did he do? Look at what he said. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman. And because he doesn't listen to the things we preach and go abroad that day, strolling down the pathway passed by her house. You should know the woman is not correct. It was a twilight. In the evening, as deep darkness is falling. When if about 6:30, check your phone. Most of your messages. Most of your date is reminded at 6:30. Six, oh baby. Who was a boy for Master TPP? One of us said, "No man, you know, a friend said, "Aboya, a friend is examining you, PP." Some animals sleep at night. Some came out at night. It's not per two. That's why a bay phone. Because we are aware. And I do pay no two.
The
woman approached him seductively dressed and sly of heart. She was the brass. Rebellious type, never content to stay at home. Boy, you know, you can't say. She is often in the street and market, soliciting at every corner. Oh, about on traffic, she threw her arms around him and kissed him. That is introduction. At a spot, he saw the guy walking. My American didn't start to say, no, final. And no, sir. Who has swallowed hard water in a preacher? No, you first shoe. No, you second shoe. No, are you? See, no, I dodge him. That is all. There is no solution about what. That is the only solution. What do you want to? The way you are laughing, what is the solution to that? This foolish boy should have removed his shoe. And I'm not sure if he has a shoe. If his sandals, it's easy. If his slippers, throw it on there, catch it. Throw this, catch it. Then pray for Hussein Bolt speed. But you are gone. Paul said, when you see fornication, do what?
Please.
Do you know he never told the woman to flee? Did you hear what I just said? He never told them. He said, you man, when you see a woman, the greatest quote I heard about him already was said by Dr. Thomas Morrow. At the age of 15, he has read the Bible more than 10 times. His father was a pastor, Baptist pastor. He said, do you know why I stay a virgin before I got married? They asked him a question. Why did you stay virgin before you got married? I wish I knew it. He said, because I read the consequence. She said, when I was in the school and a lady opened her leg, I ran. Scholarship in her dormitory. He said, I ran. I went there. He said, Ma, I ran because I have read the consequence. And he said, number two, there are things in memory you can't claim. That is why God gave you memory. Stand to your feet. Those who have the knowledge earlier, they survive a lot of things. Whether you like it or not, I'm not saying your salvation is not intact. But all of us, there are things in our memory we wish is not there. We have things in our memory. I have things in my memory. No. Amen. One of the things I learned as I'm growing up is that God told me something. It's not every relationship you break. Some may be small, some may be higher. Pay every price to keep it. Because I don't bring people in your life by accident. Hear this. There are people as a result of pride and ignorance who have cut them off. But you see that, you see, when you are 40s, when you are in your 40s, I am in my 50s now. That means that if you are around 44, you have 10 years to come to where I am. Between now and 10 years, you don't have to make the stupid mistake I made. And so listen to me. That's all. It's very simple. It's very simple. There are people who are in your 60s. Now, the reason is that in this 50-something years of my life, because of the kind of work I've done, I do, I've learned so many things. Both spiritual, emotional, psychological, mental. And I'm telling you that there are relationships, when you cut it, it's under demonic influence. It's the devil. And if you are mature, you will do it. I am trying to talk to you about the fact that don't play games with your life. Upon all the things I've shown you, if you are living in sin, today go and make a new resolution. If you are having sex with somebody who is not your husband, because next week I'm going to show you that there are three tests you must pass. But the first test is the test of the appetite test. To make it, you must pass the appetite test. And all the appetite. The appetite test is about three. The first one is the sex appetite. Anybody that don't control the sex appetite cannot control the food appetite. It leads to that. It's the highest one. If you conquer the sex appetite, the rest of the appetite is easy. So you must pass that test to survive in this one. Some of you are in it, you must come out. Some of you are trying to go into it. There is another thing the devil is doing now. Satan is creating so much confusion in matrimonial homes. The people are living with their husband in the room, but they are not married. Intimacy is gone. Some of them even feel there is a demonic influence in their mind that say that, why did I even marry you? If I live single, I will be nice. No. There is no guarantee. Get back to singlehood. You are in singlehood and you have a desire to marry. Now hear this. Osofo, watch this. When you marry, Deborah is 80%. Come. Because of her height. This is your wife. This is the 80% of her quality. Now, Gina, you are strong in the spirit, so I can use you. 20% of her life, you don't like it. 80% of the life, she demonstrates. Most times, we want to stand on the 20% and drive her away, the 80%. Huh? And go and bring a new person that we have not even divided the percentages. So this is the vision God gave me. Instead of dwelling on the 20%, give attention to the 80. The 80 will naturally delete the 20. Listen to what God told me today. I have a way of relating with God. And sometimes I don't just pray.
I tell him, let's talk. Talking is still prayer. Come and let us reason together. I said, why don't you answer these prayers? I was shocked about the answer. He said, have you noticed you have prayed for things that you moved me to answer it, and the same thing I answer, Satan uses as a weapon against you. Everybody here, we have asked for things that have become a weapon in the hands of the devil. When God has not answered your prayer, stay calm. When God has not answered your prayer yet, stay calm. Because as the heavens are higher than the earth, some people have prayed and forced God to give them a wife, and the wife has become a weapon. Maybe premature. Maybe you could have stayed a little bit. Some people have prayed for cars, and it's the cars that kill them. Don't let us get things by permissible way. Let's get it by perfect way. And if it has not come at the time you expect it, maybe it is not yet in the perfect will of God. It settled all the controversies in my spirit. Hey, tell your neighbor, be patient. Be patient. Slap somebody by the shoulder and say, be cool, be cool. Tell the person, relax, relax, cry. Sakura can't get and say, relax, cry. Cry. Catch and say, cry, relax, cry. Huh? Is it with dance or relax? Yeah. Cry, catch it for cry, the catch and say, cry. Relax, cry. Tobuasi. No, don't be in hurry. You die in worries. Relax, cry. Take your time. Now, if God come, hey, Eradinyan Kopo. Israel as a king before their time, and God gave them Saul. Go and study the time of Saul and the things they went through. Don't relax, cry, girl. If the man has not come, don't be in hurry to go and take. Hey, don't be in hurry to go and take some caricature thing upon yourself. Meet the man in God's presence. Don't take the man outside and bring him to the presence. It don't work. Eve met Adam in God's presence. You must meet the guy here. Don't import it from the satanic world and bring it here. We don't have power to change people. Only God can change. Relax what? Cry. Hallelujah. I have a fat pastor. We should be in a room. He never lock his door. We ask him, why don't you lock his door? He said, because I'm the only one here. Yeah, I'm the only one here. Relax, cry. People are under pressure. You can ask things and the things become a weapon in the hands of the devil and destroy you. Divine time is. Carelessness must be over. When we say fast and pray, join the fasting. Join what? Luke chapter 21 and verse number 28. Jesus was talking about the end time. And he added that, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draw near. He's talking about the end time. Keep going. Watch this. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. Jesus Christ. When they know, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own self that summer is now near at hand. Wow. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is near at hand. This is where we are. This is where we are. Keep going. Near at hand. My goodness. Verily I say unto you, these generations shall not pass away until all be fulfilled. Wow. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So the word I'm preaching, boy, it will never pass away. I love what I'm telling you. I love what I'm telling you. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting. Do you know surfeiting? Overeating. Give me the New Living Translation. And watch this. Watch out.
Don't let your heart be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of life. Give me the amplified version. Hey! Suffering. But take heed to yourself and be on your guard, lest your heart be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with what? Giddiness and headache and what? Nausea of what? Self-indulgence. Do you know self-indulgence? Now, lawyer Penny, who knows self-indulgence? And what? Drunkenness. Now, when you look at nausea and giddiness and way down, they are all motivated by fear. Why a chekou? Depression. And all depressed people want to drink. And headache and nausea. Do you know nausea is a form of fear? Huh? Nausea. I say, baby, sa or subisa. And the motivation factor is fear. It's phobia. Huh? And self-indulgence. Do you know self-indulgence? Huh? Drunkenness and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life. And lest that day come upon you suddenly like a trap of a noose. Also, have you found giddiness? Come on the microphone. Yes, you do.
An impulsive, scatterbrained manner.
An impulsive what?
Scatterbrained manner.
Is this scatter or cutter?
Scatter.
Scatterbrained. What do you have scatter? Catch on me, I said, Rademo, I know why you have scatter. Why do you have scatter? Scatter brain. Now, Jenna, when you have a bomb, when you have a scatter account, scatter brain. And impossible, scatter brain, what? Consider what kind? Manner, and no, I don't know.
And then there's a different.
Uh-huh.
A reeling sensation, a feeling that you are about to fall.
A feeling that you are about to fall.
Yes.
I just want you to be ruby, sir. It depends on maybe how could die. Obembe be a uko ba dem koda. Obe sonu eni subiru. Eni efe ni giddiness. Kwa wankasa uni die. Na unena na mkrofo fina ode dede da. What did you find? Dizziness. Causing dizziness. Ti mkrofo mani biru. Ama mkrofo mani subiru mwenye na ano. Giddi giddi ni nina. Aye signs of the end time. Giddiness. Drunkenness. Worldly worries. Do you know worldly worries? Now, give me the Message Bible and look at something here. Hey, but be on your guard. Don't let a sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties and drinking and shopping. Kimano. D. So I understand why God had delivered me from shopping. I didn't see the scripture. I pray for deliverance. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise because you were shopping. Spring on you suddenly like a trap. Now, let me explain what he means. As a result of the things you want, you can easily go out with somebody's husband. Everything I said was a joke, but this one is serious. All the students that are here, listen to me. Don't be under pressure of the new dresses that your roommate is bringing. Take your time. Everything you are in a hurry to get, God can give you excess. But it can only be given to you at the time God knows you can handle it. I asked the Lord a question. He said that, don't ask me for a certain level of prosperity. The reason I can't give it to you is that you can't manage it. So the reason you are where you are and you have that money you have is that the one you are looking for, when God gives it to you, he can destroy you. I can manage what I have now. There are some men of God, God gave them in Nigeria, God gave them their aircraft when they were in their 70s. Some of them in their 80s. Some of them built the largest auditorium in their middle 60s. That means that they may not be able to handle it in their 50s. Take your time. Take your time. I pray for everybody here with the hands, my hands lifted, that there will be no reason for you to miss the rapture when Jesus Christ appears. I pray that the Almighty God will preserve you. May your army be louder. May the Lord secure your name in the book of life. May you not sleep to the left or the right.
Amen.
May you not be trapped by the spirit of immorality.
Amen.
May you not shave your head on the laps of Delilah.
Amen.
And may you not sell your destiny with the morsel of bread.
Amen.
May you not be the guy that an immoral woman or immoral man will trap you in your life.
Amen.
May no wife here receive a wrong stigma because you have done the unthinkable. Think about it. Can you imagine the story they are talking about to you is that you committed adultery? It's a stigma. May never be your story. And that is the reason your husband has left you. No. No. Men are committing adultery and nobody is criticizing them. The Bible even talks about that. If you look at women, I want to ask the Lord, even as the Bible has not been fair to women. They saw two people commit adultery. They left a man and brought the woman. It shows you society judgment on the woman who has committed adultery. So don't get there. Don't get there. Don't be anointed with your mouth as a pastor and your waist is not anointed. I like the way you say, hey. I like it. Those of you say, hey, you are in the spirit. A lot of pastors are preaching with anointed mouth and a loose zip. Loose zip. Loose. Your mouth is anointed, but your weight is not fortified. That appetite, may the Lord reinforce and kill that appetite in time. Can I tell you this? The sex appetite is drawing people into the unthinkable. It is drawing people into unbearable. Look at our social medias. Look at it. People are destroying their careers. You don't want to come at the mouth of these witches. It's not every mouth that should talk about you. It's not every hand that must type about you. Particularly when they are saying you did it. Young girl in the university, come and join the choir and sing. And there are certain companies you find yourself, you'll be protected.
Yes, sir.
So, if your friends are these girls, you'll be protected. You will learn something from their life. They live a fasting prayer life. Who's a host there? What do you do there? Protect your life. No, protect your life. No. If you think you are beautiful, you didn't make yourself that way. Use the beauty to glorify the God that make you the way you are. Oh, man. Man. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Don't destroy your destiny. Hey! One mistake. Who feel be no be your picture? You will make it.
Amen.
Don't get angry of what I preach. Live for Christ. If you are sitting here today and you don't know Jesus, you cannot be shy about it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. That is the preach. In the twinkling of an eye, the body will be changed. Two set of people. You used to be a Christian, but you have been careless. And today you want grace to step on the right path. Lord, I need grace not to go back to this kind of life. The roller coaster Christian life is too much. Today you are there, him there, you cannot continue that way. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Remember Lot's wife. Who is Lot's wife? The one that was saved, but turned back into the world and became a pillar of salt. You want to come to the altar and cry to God. Lord, have mercy on me. Two people will be sleeping in the bed. Forget about your wife. Forget about your husband. I'm talking about you. Paul said, examine yourself. Self-examination deliver you from God's examination. You may not pass it. Examine yourself before God examine you. Because God's standards are too high. No. Come to Jesus. A student, a mother, a father, a politician. I don't know the status of what you carry in a society. Forget about it. Everybody stand to your feet. Unless you are incapacitated, stand to your feet. And with your hands lifted. I'm not going to ask you to lift your hand. Nobody must be pampered to come to Christ. Everything on earth is a sinking sand. Except your salvation.
Everything. 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 There is nothing you won't leave. There is nothing you won't leave. If you are here and based on the things I preach, show you the signs of the end time, and you know you must make it right with Christ. Forget, I'm not talking about what you have done. I'm talking about you and Jesus. We are not talking about what everybody has a past. Everybody has done some things. But I'm talking about the fact that I want to make it right with Jesus. I want to stand and know that I am secure. And if anything happens after preaching, I am sure I'm going to heaven. I love something. I love something a man told me. He said, one of the preachers, he said, my mother, was he not cracking for a dollar? He said, my father, I prayed for years for him to be born again. He was not. And he said, suddenly, he said, your father has heart attack. And I said, Lord, if not for anything, I have responded to your call. Don't let my father die and go to hell. Lord, keep him. And the doctor said, we are surprised your father has not passed. He went there and said, can I see him? And he said, Dad, what I've been telling you? What I've been telling you? And he said, Dad, will you give your life to Jesus? And he said, Dollar, I want to do it. He said, the father finished praying the sinner prayer and said, Dollar, some joy has come to my heart. I think if I die now, I'm ready to meet Jesus. Thank God he didn't die. He lived for some time. But at least, there is something about salvation. It affects your taste. You cannot be born again and never remain the same. It will affect something about your life. The way this young man has come to stand, without feeling shy of anybody, if you are there and you want to give your life or rededicate your life to Jesus, walk to me here. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.
God bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Bell Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 242 472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676766055, +233 2676766055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.